Sometimes life deals us such difficulties that we cry out, "What's it all about?" don't we? Things just overwhelm us. We cry out to Father for help, wondering why He doesn't deliver us from what's assailing us, and maybe we come to the conclusion that He doesn't love us, because if He did, He surely would do something about it, not just stand idly by, observing our pain. This is when knowing His ways becomes really useful, because it keeps you in a place of peace and rest. When God speaks about love, He doesn't mean human love as we understand it. He means agape, divine love, the love of choice. Agape says whether we're good, bad or ugly, He's sovereignly chosen to set His love on us. He's covenanted to do so, and part of that covenant love is that He undertakes and indeed promises never to leave us nor forsake us. That means whether we feel or hear Him or not, He's with us and He will work for us and in us through the situation. I won't quote Romans 8:28 at this point, as I may cause you to stumble in as much as you'll want to do me some harm. We are really naive if we think loving us means He's going to make our lives trouble-free. In fact, most Christians would say it all kicked off just after they believed. It seems that trouble is attracted to us like iron filings to a magnet. In a way, that's true, but the fact is we are being trained for something much higher and longer lasting than just 70 odd years on this planet. There's a very good reason why tests and trials come. We're in training. We're in His school, under His hand, undergoing training for reigning with Him for eternity. Our finite minds can't grasp something that always was and always will be, but we can understand that this life is our training ground. And when you train for something, like an athlete, you put yourself into and under situations and pressures that others just don't experience, and you do it willingly because you know why you're doing it. I can guarantee to you that whatever your situation, no matter how dire it appears, He is absolutely aware of it and is working in it and in you through it. He allows in His wisdom what He could easily prevent by His power. Could become a cliche, but it's the truth. He never takes His eyes off you. He's working all things together for your ultimate good. He will either deliver you out of the situation or keep you in it. Fundamental truths about the love of God for you. Not a warm fuzzy, not a lovely feeling, but truth. He will never leave you nor forsake you, but He will allow everything needful for your growth and development to come across your path. You get to choose whether you thank Him in it, not for it, or revile Him because of it. Tough love, training for reigning. Keep eternity in mind and start thanking Him that you know and are confident in the fact that He who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's Philippians 1:5. All things, not some things, work together for your ultimate good, beloved. They really do.